This is Bucky Bacaw. I'm in Haddam, Connecticut, with Steve, Michelle, Nathan, and Sam. They got a nice, big, beautiful coop here, and a pretty good setup. They have more chickens than a lot of the folks that I talk to, but still manageable. 21 or 22 are here. They've got a nice little area for the chickens to take a dust bath. They integrate everything into their compost and their garden, so we're going to talk to them about that. Well, thanks a lot for inviting me to Haddam to see your coop. It's been a real pleasure already. So tell me, what made you guys get started?
Well, I had chickens growing up, and there's nothing like a fresh egg in the morning. So it took a little convincing for my husband, but now he's really into it, more so than me, so I don't even have to take care of it anymore.
How many chickens did you have growing up?
Just two. That's all you need.
Oh, just two. That's cute. Where were you?
In Old Saybrook, which is on the end of the Connecticut River on the Sound.
Was it urban or rural? How big of a coop did you have?
No, they're all cottages, you know, side by side.
Right.
It's a very tourist area.
And how'd you convince Steve? Steve, what were you afraid of? Why didn't you want to have chickens?
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't think I was really against it, but I really didn't think of, you know, how can we do this? You know, we're going to build this thing in the backyard. We're going to have chickens all over the place. We have a dog that may get into, you know, we have a lot of coyotes that live out here. You know, how's it going to turn out? So I was a little skeptical on how it was going to turn out, but it turned out pretty good.
We started with 25 chicks. We gave a few away to some friends, and then we had some. But when you let them out, especially in the woods, you have a few accidents, and you learn from that how to better protect them. Let them out during the day, call them in at night, you know, lock them up secure.
Well, no, ten were killed by the dog. Hurricane Daisy took out 10 chickens, got into the garden area, scaled the fence, and got 10 of them.
So that was a lot of loss the first year, but you decided to keep on going forward. So how have you changed your practices based on what you learned that first year?
Well, we kept them cooped up till they were a good size. You know, before they weren't in a super secure fenced-in area, and they were about 3 months old, so they were small and vulnerable, even to a hawk or something like that. Now they're about 5 months old, so now we've just started letting them out. And we have the older ones, so they kind of follow the older ones, so they sort of all stick together and know where they've learned from the other ones where they can go. And if you come out in the backyard, they'll run to you. The dogs don't bother them anymore. And it's great because all our scraps from having two kids, leftover food from dinner, goes out here, feeds them with that. They go out and get bugs and ticks and stuff like that, which is great for us. And they're very easy to take care of. And every day we get fresh eggs.
You said the dogs don't bother them anymore. How'd you accomplish that?
Well, when the Hurricane Daisy, our dog, got into that fenced-in area and took half of them out. So a farmer told us what you do is you take one of the dead chickens, tie it around the dog's neck, and teach him a lesson. And since, we've had no problems with the dog. I don't know if that's an old wives' tale, but it seemed to work.
It seemed to work. How long did you keep a dead chicken tied to the dog's neck?
I think it was like 2 hours.
A couple hours. We kept her in the fenced-in area.
Okay, I was afraid until it finally dissolved or something. I thought, well, maybe that's effective,
but I don't
know.
It was supposed to annoy her. She couldn't get at it if you tie it to the side or back. He said that it's there. She can't eat it, but it's annoying enough that it's on her, and therefore I didn't think she really minded that much by the look on her face, though. But ever since then, she's been really good.
Was it a lot of expense to get set up here?
This is all recycled wood from our old outbuilding that we turned into an in-law apartment. So we took all the rough cut lumber off. And so just the 2x4s inside to build the structure. That window was recycled from I don't even know where now. That door was the old bathroom door because this used to be a hunting fishing lodge. So it says lady on it, which is appropriate because it was the ladies' bathroom door. And then we just had to buy the wire. So it wasn't bad.
So negligible costs. Are you guys accomplished carpenters?
No.
Well, what are some of the other benefits of having chickens besides the eggs?
Well, in terms of bug control, they're out here on the lawn all day long just eating, you know, caterpillars and ants and ticks. I mean, it's
well, ticks are everybody's concerned about ticks, and you've noticed a change in the bug population around here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, really.
We really can't see the ticks, but the chickens can. They're out there getting something.
Right.
They're out there eating something. And they love Japanese beetles, too. You just pull those Japanese beetles off and squish them a little bit. They eat those.
Yeah, I've had a problem with that in the garden this year, so they've been going around the edge.
Do you have to squish them?
Well, they fly away if you don't give them a little squish and then throw them in there. They love it.
Uh-huh. Right, and I don't spray. It's, you know, we don't spray and use any kind of pesticide, fertilizer. It's all, you know, compost, recycled organics.
But an interesting story, this past Easter, Michelle bought white eggs from the store to color them. And we boiled them up, hard boiled, and the kids, you know, dug into them. And they say they don't taste good. Something tastes funny about those eggs.
And so they knew the difference. And without me telling them, they were from the store.
All right, you guys, let's go talk about chickens. Do you think if we go sit on the rock, the chickens will come after us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Think so.
Let's go sit on the rock. Okay, I'm here with Sam and Nathan, right next to their wonderful coop. We're sitting in the woods where the chickens like to eat, go through the brush and eat a bunch of bugs and whatnot. It's lovely in here. You guys like the shade?
Yeah.
What happens when you play with a chicken? What do?
Hold them.
Yeah, do they like that? What's a special trick to capture a chicken?
Sneak behind it and
grab
it.
The wings.
You have to go behind it and then make sure you grab the wings in so it won't flap.
Mm-hmm. What do you do to keep them calm? Do you make a special noise?
I do. Bawk, bawk, bawk.
Do they recognize bawk, that
bawk, bawk.
Do they like that? Do they recognize that in the sound?
Bawk, bawk, bawk.
Well, that sounds kind of like my name, doesn't it? Bucky Bacall. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, I found something for them.
Okay, Sam just found a worm, and we're going to run over. We're mobile. You can probably hear our footsteps, and we're going to go, and we're going to, like, see how the chickens react to that. There you go. Make a little noise.
See it.
Oh, listen, they're talking about it. They see it. They don't know if they're going to come over. How often do you guys find bugs for them and feed it to them?
About once a day.
Really? Is that part of why they trust you, you think? Yeah? They like that?
Oh, he's after
there
the worm.
There they go. They're eating the worm. He's really dragging it out, isn't he? He like that, huh?
And who collects the eggs?
Sometimes me.
Is it a chore or is it just something you do voluntarily?
Voluntarily.
Because you like it.
And do you sell your eggs? And what do you know the name of your company?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Green Eggs by Sam, a division of Nathan Super Eggs.
That's right. And every dozen gets a what in it? A green egg?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Let's go in your chicken coop and look around. So what are these two chickens in the corner doing?
The black one's not sitting on eggs, just the brown.
She's sitting on eggs. Why is she sitting on eggs?
To hatch ducks.
Oh, okay. How does she know? Whoa, wait a second. To hatch ducks? Where'd she get a hold of ducks?
The ducks laid eggs and then we gave it to her to sit on.
Oh, that's a good idea. Why not just let the ducks sit on it?
The ducks won't sit on it. Only this one will.
Oh, okay. So she's going to get a little surprise then, huh? That's real cute. That's a good idea.
Maybe it's going to be a chicken duck.
Ooh.
Because the chicken's sitting on duck eggs.
Okay. Will you let me know?
Mm-hmm.
You send me an MP3 file telling me what they look like when they hatch.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks a lot for talking to me today. I really had a good time.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks. Did you guys have a good time?
We sure did.
All right, thanks.
We had a good time.
That's what it's all about. All right. Bucky Bacall's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.